We've been talking about these words, socio-political history,
Indigenous Australian masculinity,
Western masculinity.
We don't know properly yet what these words really mean.
But we're learning. We're learning or thinking about and understanding the way these words are part of our own history. They're even part of this community.
Even though we're a long way from anywhere.
These words and what they mean are part of my life. They were part of my father's life and my grandfather's life. They were part of my mother's life and my grandmother's life.
And they will be part of my children and my grandchildren's life.
When you live in a community, all you want to do every day is live your life and survive, you know? But every now and again, it's good to think about and talk about words like this.
Because it can help to understand that you and your community are not altogether the problem. You and your community are just you and your community.
And the problem is the problem. Those words and what they mean, where they come from, the history in those words are also the problem. Socio-political history.
Indigenous Australian masculinity.
Western masculinity.
They're all big things to know about. They're all big things to think about.
You understand that you not the problem. The problem is the problem.
And you get to choose to be
the you that you want to be. So understand the words.